It's the Pirates Week for Sunday, October 18th, 2009. I am Ragnar Dansjold, and this is the Pirates Week, a show dedicated to pirate radio, concentrating on the shortwave spectrum. Well, we have several news stories for you this week, and news from around the blogosphere, including some more info on the pirate FM scene in Boston, Massachusetts, and some shortwave pirate news from World of Radio. We're going to go through some relevant forum postings on the internet, including the Free Radio Network and note stations logged per the Free Radio Weekly. We got a couple really good off-air recordings for you this week, and a bunch of news on LPFM this week. We're going to wrap it up with some closing thoughts from me, so stay tuned. It's a Pirates Week.
Almost live from the Fuking Ionosphere, it's the Pirates Week with Ragnar Dansjold.
This week we are in the thick of shortwave pirate radio. Definitely action is coming up. We got Halloween just around the corner. Halloween, of course, is one of the most active times of year. Should be some really good listening over the next few weeks. Definitely a lot of action all over the band this last week. And we're going to get into some off-air recordings a little bit later of some of that good pirate radio action going on the shortwave set. Hey, I was on I'm always on the FRN, but why am I the orange claw hammer on the FRN all of a sudden? Did I miss a meeting? What's up with the orange claw hammer? I think I must have missed something. Probably on WBCQ. Who knows? I missed something on that. Hey, shout outs to Channel Z. Channel Z hopped the pond and landed in the Netherlands this last week. Monday around 17:15 UTC, Channel Z was heard by Cupid Radio on 15.066 megahertz and reported at an S2 to S4 with some fading, but that's, you know, to be the hopping the Atlantic like that, you kind of expect a little bit of fading. The propagation was reciprocal, with Cupid Radio firing up his transmitter yesterday, Saturday, the 17th of October, around 1400 UTC, with 400 watts of power to a three-element beam pointed at North America. Cupid Radio received a bunch of logs and on the FRN. Actually, he posted up his a picture of his antenna in his studio on the loggings for Cupid Radio. I'm going to actually add that to today's album art, and that's also the photo on the blog post. If you want to take a look at the blog post, that's piratesweek.info. Take a look at Cupid Radio, who heard Channel Z coming across the Atlantic and then turned around, flipped the switch a couple days later, and jumped the Atlantic himself and got a bunch of logs on the FRN. So definitely the stuff is picking up. The propagation is definitely there for getting back and forth to Europe. Okay, with that out of the way, let's get into some pirates in the news.
Pirates in the news.
Well, like I mentioned in the opening, we do have some pirates in the news for you this week, and we're going to start off with a little bit of self-indulgence here. God himself mentioned my name on this week's World of Radio. The Lord of Shortwave Listening, Glenn Hauser, noted the logs in this week's Free Radio Weekly of the Relay of Radio Japan on 6925. Radio Japan on 6925, yeah, take a listen to this.
I expect this is news to Radio Japan, but they had a new relay station on approximately 6925 kilohertz. Heard both October 8th and 9th from 21 until sign-off at 21:29. Actually, of course, it was a North American pirate relaying, however, the current Radio Japan English program. Reported by Harold Froge in Michigan and Ranya Danyashku somewhere in Free Radio Weekly. Harold measured it on 6924.66, and it was in the AM mode.
NHK.jp. We look forward to hearing from you and introducing your comments on air.
Well, that's all for today's Radio Japan Focus. Thank you for staying with us, and please join us again tomorrow. From our studios at NHK in Tokyo, I'm Keiko Kitagawa.
And I'm Joseph Queen.
And that following audio clip of NHK was recorded by me here at my QTH of Radio Japan on 6925, the 8th of October, 2120 UTC. Assuming that was a pirate relay from, but boy, was it strong coming in here. Okay, hey, Glenn also mentioned the crystal ship in this week's show. Take a listen to a little bit more of Glenn Hauser's World of Radio.
Here's another unusual frequency for a pirate, this one in North America, the Crystal Ship. It's been using 5385.5 lately, and they also have a mailing list tipping off those who might like to hear them. Will Martin has forwarded that info, and we also see reports of reception in Free Radio Weekly from Ranya Danyashuld, Mike Rhoda in Ohio, and Bill Hassig in Illinois on October 6th and 7th. At various times, as early as 21:55 and as late as 23:25 UT.
And we played clips of that Crystal Ship broadcast in last week's show. That's the Crystal Ship playing on some new frequencies. Okay, hey, more word on the ever-growing pirate radio scene in Boston, Massachusetts. We talked a little bit about this last week, and Gray Fluid had posted several current FM pirate stations on his blog, and just adding to the and a whole list of them here. I'll just kind of quickly go through them. Of a kind of a band scan of the pirate radio scene in Boston, Massachusetts. Starting off with 87.7, Hot 97. Hot 97 moved from 97.5 to 87.7. A very professional in production and great audio processing and strong signal, 87.7. 87.9, The Wave, north of Boston, can be heard from Somerville all the way to the Northampton Beach. That's 87.9, The Wave. 88.5, this occasional pirate is the dude who got the equipment after the Zeitgeist Gallery pirate was shut down, 88.5. 96.5, a Caribbean coming out of Dorchester but reaches all the way into the burbs. 99.7, Dots Hits, gospel Caribbean music, Dorchester and Mattapan, 99.7, Dots Hits. 101.3, Big City FM, playing some Caribbean hip-hop R&B out of Dorchester. Big City FM on 101.3. 102.9, Choice 102.9, playing Caribbean, also out of Dorchester, has been around a long time and has accumulated a lot of fines from the FCC. That's a Choice 102.9. 105.3, The Vibe, 105.3, playing Caribbean. out of Mattapan. Audio modulation needs a little work. Signal is getting out pretty good to the immediate suburbs before the licensed stations on the same frequencies has come in from Providence and New Hampshire. That's 105.3 The Vibe. And finally, 106.1 Touch FM, playing urban hip-hop, R&B, and reggae. Been around for a few years. Signal's not so good out of the Dorchester area. 106.1 Touch FM. Some of the stations, some of the pirate FM stations around the Boston, Massachusetts area, a bunch of them. 87.7, 87.9, 88.5, 96.5, 99.7, 101.3, 102.9, 105.3, and 106.1, all frequencies being occupied by free broadcasters.
Breaking the law, breaking the law, oh, oh, breaking the law. Breaking the law, breaking the law, oh, oh, breaking the law.
The FRN Forum postings.
It's time now to take a look around the internet for some postings on free radio, and starting off with the FRN, the free radio network, frn.net/vines. I.O. Snopes posts noting that Halloween is just around the corner. Halloween, of course, is one of the busiest times of years for pirate broadcasts. I.O. is looking forward to hearing Wolfman Jack, WAHR, and all the others. He's down there in Texas with four receivers and a full complement of antennas ready and waiting. Hey, WAHR has already been on the air. I've heard him myself. In fact, we got an audio clip coming up on WAHR. Hey, good to see I.O. still posting. Nice to know he's still out there. He's a wealth of information, of technical information. Continuing on, the official press release of the Rodent Revolution is announcing their relay service is being revived. The BNN, that's the Bunny News Network. Their transmitters are available to anyone who would like to relay their show. Just send them an MP3 or wave and to wbnyradiobunny@gmail.com. wbnyradiobunny@gmail.com. Send them your show and they'll get it out on the airwaves for you. They've been very active on 6900 AM, playing a bunch of relays. Hey, thanks there, Commander Bunny. Always nice to see a helping hand to those monkeys without transmitters. Over in the workshop forum, Rockin' Rick posted a long, detailed, and technical post on the 60 Hertz hum thread. Personally, I think Rick is just taunting me with that post. Six paragraphs that could be directly out of an electrical engineer's textbook. Yeah, thanks, Rick. If I was smarter, I could probably condense it, but I'm not even going to try. Nothing, good post, though. Go ahead and take a look at it. Nothing 40 has a bit more straightforward post, noting he cures his hum by adding some small capacitors in parallel with the rectifier diodes. William K. Hertz posts asking about the Audacity software. Sealord lends a hand by explaining how to import audio files into Audacity and add a little echo effect if you want it. I should also note that the Pirates Week is entirely produced on Audacity. It's a free software editing program available through SourceForge. And just very, yeah, like I said, I've been using Audacity to do the Pirates Week for since the very beginning, for 3-4 years. It's a good program. 11 Meter DXer is looking for some simple indoor antennas that he could use for his condo for monitoring 41 meters. Yeah, this question comes up from time to time on the FRN. Zane Radio points him towards some old threads. Gristle and Lex post their praise for the magnetic loop antennas for restricted antennas. If you don't have a lot of space to put up a big dipole, the magnetic loops actually work rather well, and there's a lot of reading on the FRN if you use the search to go ahead and take a look at that. And finally, from the Free Radio Weekly, number 714, dated October 17th, 2009, covering free radio activity from the 10th to the 16th of October, stations being heard on air include Ann Hoffer Radio, Captain Morgan, Looking at You, MAC, Outhouse Radio, Over the Horizon Radio, Radio Gaga, Radio Paisano, Swine Flu Radio, The Crystal Ship, Uncle Bob Radio, The Voice of Indigestion, Voice of the Robot, WBNY, WMR, that's Wee Monkey Radio, WSUC, We're Stand Up Comedy Radio, that's WSUC, We're Stand Up Comedy Radio, WSTH, Stairway to Heaven, and WTF, what do you think that means, WTF? And also WTCR 20th Century Radio. And probably should also note that Ed is stepping down as a co-editor of the Free Radio Weekly. This is Ed's last edition. I'd like to thank him for all his work. And also welcome Frederick Moe, who is stepping up and is going to take Ed's spot, but he's going to lend a hand as the new co-editor of the Free Radio Weekly. All right, nice to see Frederick Moe join the cast. So taking a look at stations sending out QSLs this week, stations sending out QSLs this week are The Voice of the Robots, Captain Morgan, KBOX, K-Box, and The Crystal Ship.
This is Jane from Radio Free Mount Airy, and you're listening to The Pirates Week with Ragnar Dennis Joel. He's a fucking slug.
Well, it's time now to get into some off-air recordings. We got some good ones for you this week. We're going to start off with William K. Hertz. He caught Over the Horizon Radio. Over the Horizon Radio, relayed by WBNY on 6900 AM, the 16th of October, around 2200 UTC. Been listening to Over the Horizon Radio for on a couple of different relays now, and I really believe the utility station you hear is actually part of the program, the Over the Horizon utility coming in as part of the program. It's on after every one of their IDs. So take a listen to Over the Horizon Radio. We have another one from Mr. Hertz. He also caught Swine Flu Radio. Swine Flu Radio, 6925 Upper Sideband, 2135 UTC on the 12th of October. Take a listen to Swine Flu Radio. I recorded Radio Paisano on the PC-1000 and the Big Dipole, 6925 AM, 2335 UTC, the 12th of October, SINPO 45434. Take a listen to Radio Paisano.
This is a Radio Paisano for your QSL. Please email to radiopaisano@gmail.com. Radio Paisano. This morning, down at my grocery store, I got a funny
the web down in Florida on his Drake SW8, heard WAHR 6925 upper sideband 045 on the 17th of October 2009, WAHR automated Halloween radio. Now, this is a very short clip. It's just the ID. It's very brief, so I'm actually going to play it twice. Take a listen to WAHR.
You are listening to WAHR automated Halloween radio. Now here is some news, Harry Scott. You are listening to WAHR automated Halloween radio. Now here is some news, Harry Scott.
Well, Lex down in Texas listening on his Palstar R30C and his patented Fug Loop antenna nabbed the very same broadcast, WAHR, automated Halloween radio, 6925 upper sideband, the 17th of October, 0050 UTC. This is pretty much the same time as heard down in Texas. Take a listen to this.
Excellent. I'll be right back.
Checked it three times. Now, you can tell your friend that he or she has absolutely nothing to worry about.
True. Excellent.
It's good, huh?
That's so grateful, you say.
The parent is watching the sunrise.
Finally, the web caught KBOX, KBOX, 6925 upper sideband, 0130 UTC, the 17th of October. This is KBOX.
The Pirates Week Podcast, your home for shortwave pirate information. PiratesWeek.info. That's PiratesWeek.info.
Does anyone around here still have a radio? Anyone here at all? Anyone here at all?
At the top of the show, I promised you a little LPFM news, and we're going to start off with some news for Australia. And I know I have several listeners down in Australia. From the Radio Heritage Foundation comes the Australian AM Radio Guide, 1611 through 1701. Okay, so it's not LPFM, it's LPAM. Almost 70 low-power stations are now broadcasting in Australia's expanded AM radio dial. The Radio Heritage Foundation has released a detailed list of Australian stations currently operating in the 1611 to 1701 AM band, together with analysis of this fascinating and little-known broadcast landscape. It's currently available as a downloadable Word document at radioheritage.net and promises to be updated regularly. A little closer to home, Radio Survivor is reporting that there's some excellent news from the FCC today. They just announced that there will be another window of opportunity for non-commercial educational broadcasters to obtain an FM frequency between Friday, December 11th and Friday, December 18th, 2009. Aspiring stations will be able to apply for open FM frequencies. There's a list of where these frequencies are located to see if your community might be able to benefit from this fantastic opportunity to go FM. 67 open frequencies ranging from stations in Helmet, California to Otter Creek, Florida. You can take a look to see if your community has an available slot. And finally, some good news out of Washington this week with a unanimous voice vote of the House Energy and Commerce Committee. They passed the Local Community Radio Act Thursday out of committee, and also by repealing restrictions that drastically limit channel availability to low-power FM stations. The act will allow literally hundreds of community groups nationwide to access the public airwaves. The popular bipartisan legislation is on the fast track to becoming law shortly after all five FCC commissioners reaffirmed the FCC's long-standing support. The bill passed out of the House Subcommittee on Communications Technology and the Internet by a voice vote. After today's passage out of committee, the Local Community Radio Act heads to a floor vote in the House. Pretty soon, we're going to have to be calling our representatives. This is definitely a very, very good thing. Been waiting years. Well, actually, pretty much since 2000 for this to happen. Glenn Hauser also noted this on World of Radio. Take a listen to how Glenn covered it on World of Radio.
Low-power radio triumphs over big broadcasters in Washington, reports the Prometheus Radio Project on October 8th. The Local Community Radio Act was passed out of the House Subcommittee on Communications, Technology, and the Internet in a sweeping vote of 15-1. The act would allow creation of hundreds of new low-power FM radio stations that would broadcast community news and local perspectives to neighborhoods across the country. But of course, there are more steps to go through before it actually happens.
Well, that's going to wrap it up for this week. Stop by the website piratesweek.info for all the links to all the news stories we covered this week. And you can always email me, piratesweek@gmail.com. And so what did we learn this week? Well, we learned a few things. Well, we learned the House may finally open up the airwaves to LPFM. We also learned that Commander Bunny is lending a helping paw to monkeys without transmitters. And we also learned that, well, at least I learned, I'm an orange claw hammer. And I have no idea what that means. Okay, guys, until next week, thanks for listening.
The Boat Anchor's Soft Glow to your MP3 player via the World Wide Web. We meld the oldest and the newest audio technology. Welcome to the Pirates Week.
That's piratesweek.info.
You are without doubt the worst pirate I've ever heard of.
But you have heard of me.